word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to our program today. What a joy it is to have you with us, and we hope you'll stay throughout our broadcast. We believe God has a message for you today in His Word. We've been studying Psalm 119. So we encourage you to go find a Bible and join with us as we open the Scripture. We're going to just look at one verse today and kind of concentrate on just Psalm 119, 172. Psalm 119, we're almost done with this series. I think just another week or so, and we'll be wrapping this series up. For some time now, we've been studying Psalm 119 everywhere that David used the phrase, thy word. Certainly Psalm 119, the whole psalm, is about the word of God. Remember when he said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And in other places where he spoke of thy word. You know, he has used the phrase thy word 35 times, and today we're looking at the last one. Now, there is one other place in another psalm, and we're going to be taking a look at that next week. Now, while you get your Bible, I want to encourage you to go look at our website at www.considerhisword.org. Now, one of the most important things to us is that when you visit the website, that you contact us. There's a tab there where you can contact us and let us know where you're hearing this program today. We'd love to hear from you and know what cities our broadcast is in. Now, we know where we're broadcasting, but we want to hear from you and know that the broadcast is getting out there. And this is one of the ways we can find that out and one of the ways that we know that. And so go to the website, www.considerhisword.org. Click on contact. Drop us an email. Now, listen, I'm not going to send you a bunch of spam. In fact, I'm not going to send you anything. I might respond to your email, but you're not going to get a bunch of spam and a bunch of garbage from us. Just the acknowledgement that we've received your email, and that's it. So go let us hear from you. This broadcast goes across a number of cities and up and down the East Coast, down into the Caribbean, and we would love to hear from each of our radio stations today. So go to the website, www.considerhisword.org, and let us hear from you. Now let's get to the Scripture. We're in Psalm 119, just one verse today, Psalm 172. We're going to spend a lot of time on this. David said, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. My tongue shall speak of thy word. Now, certainly that's what David has done all through this psalm, particularly Psalm 119. He has talked about the word of God and using many different terminologies, many different words. He spoke of God's statutes and God's commandments and God's precepts, the law, and then of course right here where he speaks of thy word. And David speaks much. Remember when he spoke about the word of God over and over and over again. Go back and read this psalm. It's a great devotional psalm. When you look at it in your Bible, you'll see that the psalm is divided into small parts. Each one of these parts represent one of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Just take one of these a day and read it and think about it. Meditate on it and contemplate it, what God is saying in His Word. Now, David said, my tongue shall speak of thy word. Many think this refers to just preachers. Certainly, preachers speak thy word, speak God's word. They speak God's word on Sunday, perhaps on Wednesday, or maybe in other Bible studies or in other small group settings. They often speak the word of God, but you see, this scripture is not just for preachers. It's for everybody. And I want to encourage you to talk of the word of God. He said, "My tongue shall speak of thy word." As you read the word of God, you know, and as you fill yourself with the scripture, you can't help but somewhere let it out that you're going to be speaking that word to somebody. Maybe something that blessed you, that you can encourage someone, or maybe in a counseling situation where someone is expressing to you an issue or a problem they're having. And you know, the Spirit of God will bring the Word of God back to your mind. And you can then speak the Word of God. I want to encourage you to read the Word of God, get filled with the Word of God, and then it's easy to speak thy Word. Speak the Word at home. I want to ask you this. Are you having devotions with your family? When my children were small, every night we would sit down and for a few minutes we'd read a verse of scripture. Now, I didn't preach to them. I didn't stretch it out for an hour and a half. Maybe for about 10 minutes, we might read a verse, or we might read a passage of scripture, or read a story from the Bible. We would go around in our family, and each of us would pray. And every day, we would speak the word of God in some way in our home. What about at work with your coworkers? Now, listen, I'm not telling you to go out and every other word out of your mouth ought to be scripture. But in your discussions, again, when people bring up issues or they bring up problems or they bring up things in the office, do you quote the scripture and say, "Well, here's what I think the Bible says," and speak the word of God? Now, I guarantee you, some are not going to like that. I don't know what it is, but some people hate when you read the word of God or hate when you quote the word of God. Actually, I do know what it is. It's the devil himself. He hates the word of God, and he hates when you speak the word of God. And so you may suffer some persecution. You may get some feedback on that. But that doesn't mean you keep your mouth shut. You speak the word of God at every opportunity, whenever you have that chance, at home or at work with your family, as you witness. You know, in your home, speak of creation. When you see the sky, talk to your kids about, "Look what God made. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." The Bible tells us specifically to talk to our kids about God's love and how much he loves them and how much we ought to love him. You go back to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and that great passage of scripture, the great commandment where God told us that we ought to tell them about how God loves them, how God loves each of us, and then how we ought to love God. In Deuteronomy 6:4, he instructed us, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." You see, speak God's word. "And shall talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." You see, talk the word of God in your home with your children all the time. And particularly, we have a commandment to talk to them about the love of God and how they ought to love the God, love God with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their mind. Talk the word of God. Now, there's an interesting thing here, and I want to touch on this just a little bit, because the word "speak" in this passage of scripture is an interesting word. It actually means to sing in tune. So we look at it that way. He says, "My tongue shall sing in tune of thy word." To sing the word of God, to sing in tune of the word of God. You know, the Psalms, when we read through them, for us, we've kind of lost something here because, you know, each of the Psalms, not just Psalm 119, but each of the Psalms was actually a song. It had music to it. And so, along the way, we've lost the music. Now, to us, it would make a lot of sense because it would have been in Hebrew. But these Psalms were put to music. And so he's saying, I sing of thy word. And particularly, I sing in tune. It's kind of an interesting word that it throws that in there. I sing in tune thy word. And then he finishes his psalm with this statement, for all thy commandments are righteous. What God says is true. Thy commandments are righteousness, is the way that it says, that God's commandments define for us what is right. At the end of Judges, there's a verse of scripture that it's kind of distressing. The Bible says that there was no king in Israel, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. You know, in the world, they try to describe or define right and wrong by how it affects each other and what is acceptable in society. Well, listen, everything that is acceptable in society is not right. Now, I know that it's getting worse and worse. You can't hardly watch anything these days in the movies or on television without it being full of curse words and using God's name in vain. You know that's not right. God said that we should not use the name of God in vain. And yet they take the liberty to do that. We know that that's wrong. We know murder is wrong. We know lying is wrong. You see, we are taught about sin and what is right by the Word of God. And yes, by the truth, the absolutes of the Word of God. God has given us truth. Now, I know there are many out there. In fact, the predominant thought today is that there is no truth, that truth is not an absolute. But then they say that as though it's an absolute statement. But I'm here to tell you that God is true, and His Word is true, and His commandments are righteousness. And you go back and you study the law and the things that God told us what to do and how to live and what is right, how to treat our neighbor, to love thy neighbor as thyself. He told us so many ways and gave us so many examples of how we ought to treat each other and what the lands of the law ought to be. Now, I know that there are many laws today that would have no application in Scripture. You know, there were no speed laws in the Bible and things of that nature. But the Bible tells us about our respect of government, how we ought to respect our leaders, how we ought to respect each other. I don't know that I've ever lived in a time when hate spews out of people's mouth. And just the smallest offense, and they're ready to accuse you and accuse everybody of hate speech and being hateful. And in fact, they're being hateful in doing some of those things. It's kind of ironic, isn't it? You see, God's word is true, and you can depend on God's word. Whenever in doubt, go back and look. And when you don't know, he said, ask. James 1:5 says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. And God will give you that wisdom. And I know sometimes that there are times it's difficult to know what's right and wrong. But part of that difficulty has come in our moving away from truth and moving away from absolute truth. God's word is true. His commandments are righteousness. Jesus in the garden even prayed to the Father, thy word is truth. In another place he said that his word is forever settled in heaven. You can depend on God's word. Trust him. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Our time is gone. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Join us again next time when we open the scripture and consider his word.
Consider his word.